We'd like to welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you're here. We're in Proverbs 31 again with our call to worship today, and we've been looking at God's Wisdom Hall of Fame, and it doesn't star any humans. We looked at last week, or a few weeks ago, the ants, who are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. God indicates through that in His Hall of Wisdom that they are a wise people, that they prepare for the winter time by laboring during the spring and the summer. And they only save up just what they need because they always have to do the same thing again the following year. Very wise about how to prepare. You don't just keep stockpiling to stockpile for that sake. I was reading in the paper this week about how that the old missile silos out west are being bought up by these groups that are preparing for the end of the world, and how that they are storing thousands of pounds of food and ammunition and so forth. And I couldn't help but think, all right, somebody that has a bigger gun comes along and takes them out. Who gets the food? The guy with the bigger gun, all right? So how much are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? Put Patriot missile systems around your old silo? What it is is you just prepare wisely. Then the next one to be featured in God's Wisdom Hall of Fame was the coney, or the rock badger. Very feeble animal, yet he makes his house among the rocks. He's up in the higher altitudes. He makes his house there. He's able to take care of his family. He knows he's weak. He knows he's frail. And yet he puts himself in a position of a stronger position by putting himself up from where the reptiles live. He's up in the higher altitude, and he protects his family that way. He uses his wisdom. He may be weak in strength, but he's wise to do that. And then the third one that's featured here in God's Wisdom Hall of Fame is the locust. Now, if I were choosing insects or animals, locusts would just not be on my list. I just don't find any redeeming qualities in locusts. They're what you step on, you know, when you find them. Now, they're just not something that you would think would be featured, and yet God chose that, and notice why. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands, or in groups, swarms. And notice it says, all of them. They're able to move, and they go from place to place in these large swarms, and they have no king. They don't have someone with a bullhorn up in the air and said, all right, it's time to go east, 15 degrees. And they all start moving that way, you know. They don't. They have a sense. They have a sense of understanding where they should go and what they should do. They have a sense. God says, I'm featuring them because of that. They have no king, but they have good sense about what they should do and how they should do it. Now, you and I can learn much from these examples. We're going to next week highlight the spider, which could be a gecko. The Hebrew word is not a literal word for a particular insect. It gives a description. And so if you think of the description, it's more like the gecko, which can climb a wall vertically and can move about and are in king's places. We're going to talk about that next time. But the wisdom that's highlighted here are in insignificant animals and insects, we think. And yet, when you see a locust next time, before you step on him, think about what God had to say. That locust is in God's Hall of Wisdom. And when you think about a rock badger, which we probably don't think about a lot here in Florida, but when you think about these small creatures, God has given them to man as examples of His great qualities. Because every one of the qualities that we see represented in the creative act of these animals and insects first resided where? In God. In God. And that's what He wants. He's given us everything. He's given us a mind, and yet we act so foolishly, do we not? So may we take to heart the message of the ant, the coney, and the locust, and then, Lord willing, next week we'll take a look at the spider or the gecko. They both could be applied here concerning what God has said about their wisdom.